Welcome. Thank you so much for being here today, wherever in the world you are, in whatever time it is, and whatever the weather is. Thank you for tuning in. Our podcast today has to do with looking at the world from the eyes of the Vedic perspective in relation to a certain topic. Back in 1969, Joni Mitchell wrote a song, and a couple of the lines from it are, "You don't know what you have till it's gone. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot." I was just talking to one of my neighbors recently, and he was telling me that he was on so many pharmaceuticals, it literally cost him $20,000 to $30,000 a year. And the insurance companies were getting another $25,000 or $30,000 from one person. Why? When we think about going on vacation, what do we think about? We think about oceans. We think about Hawaii. We think about sandy beaches. We think about forests and hiking trails and the sun and the outside. When we go to a parking lot, what do we all do? We look for a tree to park our car under. So trees are getting less, and we're creating so many cities with big buildings that we can't see the sun. We're paving paradise, and we're putting up parking lots. The question is, how much longer are we going to continue to do this? Because it is going against everything that inside we know is valuable, true, and good, and comes from God. God has given us this beautiful world. Are we really thinking that by covering it with highways and cement, that this is progress? This isn't progress. I'd like to share with you something you may not know, and that is that this entire planet had one civilization. You're not going to read about this in any of your books. You're not going to read about the Vedas in any books that you have in the university or in high school. The question is, why? Do you realize that we give so much credit to the Greeks, to the Egyptians, to the Romans? They were considered burnt remnants of the Vedic culture. That's how great, exalted, and advanced it was. I have a friend who unfortunately isn't with us anymore. He was a super genius, went to Cornell for statistical mathematics, became completely fascinated by the teachings and the books of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And there is a book in the fifth canto. There's a 12-canto series of books, and it's on all of the different aspects of the universe, different planetary systems, the rotations of the planets themselves. It gives different mathematical calculations with different names. But what he did is he figured out how to decipher it, and he found, lo and behold, these books are thousands of years old, that the planetary orbits were the same, almost the same as what we've discovered, and all in the last 100 years. In fact, one of the books talks about calculation of time from the atom. Another one talks about how the embryo develops in the womb and the different stages. That's information that we've had pretty recently with the so-called advancement of our technology. What I would like to offer to you is, let's stop paving paradise and putting up parking lots. Let's stop charging tens of thousands of dollars for people to take chemicals, sometimes $20 for a pill, that have so many side effects, when God has given everything that we need. Why are we talking about herbalists and chiropractors and Ayurvedic practitioners and acupuncturists, all with a history that goes back thousands of years? Why are they the alternative persons? How has the medical establishment positioned itself so powerfully that it has taken over our lives? Now think about this. There was a time in the last 100 years where a woman had so much information about herbs, about different things she could cook for her family for different seasons of the year. It wasn't as if everyone went to the doctor for everything, because they didn't. In this country, we had country doctors. And so people didn't have to worry the way they do now. Can I pay for this? The thing is, if we live an artificial lifestyle, if we live in a way that creates disease, if we live in a way that creates problems with our bodies and with our minds and with our everything, then it's going to be very expensive. But there is an alternative. Simplify. Why do we have lawns that are covered in chemicals that are not good for our pets? They're definitely not good for us. We could be growing vegetables, could be growing fruit trees. We could be growing things that are edible. Where have we taken this detour? We need to start being thoughtful. So the Vedas say that the word for man, manishinam, thoughtful, our English word man. This is the point. There was a worldwide civilization on this planet, more people than we have now. There was no problem because people were living in harmony with the earth. They weren't slaughtering billions of animals per year. They weren't devastating rainforests so that they could use the land and use whatever the resources were for a very skewed idea of what they thought progress was. They knew what progress was. They knew that the plan of God, that was the way to make progress. And the design of that in the intelligence is all in the Vedic literatures. We do not have to reinvent anything. So, as we're looking out in our world now where we're seeing so much crumbling, let's think about reclaiming paradise and not continuing to put up parking lots, which means that our thinking needs to start shifting away from the idea that we are progressing. Because if we don't know the goal of life, then how do we know if we're going forwards or backwards? And according to the ancient Vedic literatures, the goal of life, human life, is self-realization. That's literally the purpose of being in a human form, where we can consider our existence. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the purpose of all this? So to live in a society where these important questions are being sidelined and people are being given the idea that the most important questions are, how much body fat do you have? And how many selfies have you taken lately? And what kind of car do you have? And what kind of this and this and that? Those aren't the real questions of human life. And because we are pursuing a course that is not to our benefit, that is godless, that is not based on universal, ancient, proven principles, which the Lord has given, has been there since the beginning of time, we're taking a great detour, just in the same way that if someone is navigating flying a plane, they will get off course, but they will course correct. Everything going on the planet now has to do with the Lord saying, my dear sons and daughters, it is time to course correct. We invite you to visit our website, purelyprabhupada.com, where these ancient teachings are available in book form, as well as resources there, where you can hear Srila Prabhupada directly through audio version. I thank you so much for being with us today. If you have questions, you are welcome to write them in, and we look forward to answering them on our next podcast. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.